Miss Hector, just 1 minute.
Thank you.
Yes, George.
Well, Mr. President, we have been working all day on this Cyprus matter. We have a plan, which I think is a pretty good one, and which Bob McNamara agrees, which would involve our putting a small unit in, but in a manner where we would have agreement in advance so we would not get in the middle on the mediation, and there would be mediation machinery set up and so on. Now,
why do we want to put something in?
Well, I think that the word we've had all through the day is that there's real danger of a blow-up, that the situation in the...
That's danger. They're just trying to make us move and get in something we can't get out of, I think.
Well, the point of this plan is that we move in a very limited liability manner.
I'd like to move you or Harriman or somebody, Bobby Kennedy or Bob McNamara or somebody, I'd like to move them over there and let them make an all-out diplomatic effort and maybe put a airplane carrier or two there, but not that the island's already overcrowded. And I say to those people, now we're going to make preparations and we're ready for a quick entry, and we're not going to support you Turks. You pull anything like this, we're through with you. We're not going to give you aid and back you up to fight you on the next breath, and you just behave yourself. Tell the Greeks the same thing. Let somebody go in there and you or Averill Harriman or some of these other fellows that may be traveling around now, and say to them, now, we've got to work out an agreement here, some along the principle of Sandy's compromise solution. And if you don't do it, why, we're just not going to be able to participate in these things. And then have a couple of carriers off there where you can move people in if you needed to, but just not let these damn British run us in there. They're just habit of doing this kind of stuff.
Well, I think, Mr. President, that we've got a plan that wouldn't get us in the middle to that extent. What I'm concerned with is that if we go over and try to say there's got to be an agreement worked out, we're going to find ourselves in the middle of trying to make the peace. Now, what we've worked out is a plan which we wouldn't go into at all unless we had prior agreement that there would be other people mediating this thing, and we wouldn't find ourselves having to force the Greeks to take a position and force the Turks to take a position, because anybody that settles this is going to have to come down hard against the Greeks, and I think this would create domestic problems here, a very real concern. But
yeah,
I'd like to keep in the background on this, and I really think we have a plan which would achieve the purposes, but keep us.
Who would do the mediating?
It would be a Western European, and we've got an agreed list of people. It would be people like Spock or Long of Norway or Van Royen or someone of that kind. And they would be the ones who would have to carry the burden on it.
All right, now what do we do in the meantime?
What we would say is this, that we are prepared to consider the creation of a force in which we would play only a subordinate role of not more than 1,200 men out of 10,000. But we will only do this if there are certain prior agreements. First, that this only lasts 3 months. Secondly, that the Greeks and Turks agree not to intervene in the course of those 3 months. Three, that there is an arbitrator, a mediator agreed on, who will do the actual mediation, and that we will not be in the middle on trying to bring about a settlement of this. Now, Bob has seen this thing, and he's very enthusiastic about it, because it really is the maximum limitation of our own liability. I mean, we don't get into this thing in the center of it, which is what we're trying to avoid. And we don't have to be the ones who tell the Greeks and Turks what they have to do. We have another mediator who acts for the a council of ambassadors of the participating NATO parties, so that...
What do you hear from Lemnitzer, and what he found out with his talks today?
Bob is trying to reach Lemnitzer tonight, but he hasn't reached him yet. We have... Hera was in and had a two-hour talk with Inanu this afternoon, which is anything but reassuring. And the real danger right now is that the situation on the island through the day remains very tense. And I just had a call from David Bruce in London saying that there's very great concern there that there might be some move on the island, and they've got 4,000 soldier families in the island. They'd pull them back to the bases, and there'd be a real panic start. If we had a blow-up like that, which could come very fast, why, it might trigger something that would be very serious. The Turks broke the conference off today, but then we're persuaded by the British to stay there till Thursday. But in the meantime, it's going to take some time to negotiate out a deal like this, if it's possible. But what we would, what I would strongly recommend is that, and I think Bob would join me in this recommendation, is that we go ahead and see if a deal like this can be put together with the understanding that there's absolutely nothing done on the side of any commitment of troops unless we get all these prior preconditions.
All right. Okay. What are you going to do? Call Bruce back then?
Well, we'd like to get the telegrams off tonight so we can notify the British so we can start them getting the diplomatic machinery going with the Greeks and Turks. They're got to carry the burden of persuading the Greeks and Turks, too. This is part of the deal.
Well, they haven't got much power to...
Well, we back them up. The idea is, but they go in first. And the Greeks are the ones who really want us in some way, and they're the ones who are going to have to carry the burden with Macarius to a large extent. We've got a piece of paper, which I think Comer must have a copy of, which has this laid out here, which we'd like to proceed with, simply because I'm really getting rather nervous about the possibility of an explosion, which could create a hell of a lot of problems if the massacre had a communal fight break out in Cyprus.
I'd sure like to hear what the military and the Innu told him. What did he tell Hare?
What he said was that the situation was getting out of hand, and that they couldn't stand by and see the Turks get pushed around, that the British were, the conference was blowing up in London, they were going to pull their fellow back from London, and that just a general kind of hopelessness about the business, and an indication that the thing was getting out of...
What did Hare ask him to do?
Well, Hare was pushing him very hard on calming the situation down, which is the only thing we can do at the point, because we don't want to say we're going to... Hare wasn't authorized to say we were going to do anything at all about it. And the point is that we've got some bargaining power with these people now. We don't make any commitment to forces unless we get all the preconditions, and one of the preconditions is, as I say, that the most men we would have would be something like 1,200 out of 10,000. That means the other governments have to come through. There has to be an agreement on a mediator.
Where are you going to get them? If the British got 2,500 and we got 1,200, that's 3,700. Who's going to give these other 6 to 250?
The British would have to put up the 4,000 in.
Be 1,500.
The Germans, Italians, some from the Canadians. We try to get some from the Belgians and the Dutch.
Any of those indicated they'd do it?
Well, apparently the British have been in touch with the Germans and Italians, and those are the only two they've talked to so far, and they've gotten some indication that they might be prepared to. And the indication is they'd be prepared to if we put some in so that they're not going in without an active expression of the United States' interest in this. But the game we've got to play is to keep from being in the middle ourselves, so we're not the ones who have to push the Greeks and Turks around.
So now what you propose to do then is to say to them that if you will select one of these men to do the mediating, that we will go with a group of 10,000 not to exceed 1,200.
Well,
is that about the net of it?
Whole series of conditions. First, that there's a 3 month duration on this business. And secondly, that the Greeks and Turks agree that for 3 months they're not going to move, so we don't have to worry about that kind of pressure. And that in the meantime, they'll do everything possible to use their influence to calm the populations down in Cyprus. Macarius would agree to the same thing, that they would agree to the appointment of a mediator, and that the mediator would not be an American, and he would not come from one of the three guarantor powers, but he'd be a European. And that we will also insist that we not get in the business of patrolling the waters, because we don't want to get in the situation where we have to shoot Egyptian boats or boats from any of the other non-aligned countries and get ourselves in further political trouble there. The British or somebody would have to take that responsibility over. But this is an attempt to limit our liability to the maximum and still use our leverage to get this thing in some kind of posture so it can be settled and we can avoid a complete blow-up.
So in short, it says that somebody else has got to mediate, some Western European, that we've got to ask them to stand by for 90 days.
That's right.
We've got to put in 10,000, of which we would put not to exceed 1,200.
That's right.
And that's about it.
That's about it.
All right, go and see what you can work out on.
All right, fine. Thanks.
You need to talk to me, Fuzzy?
Waiting.